A suspect is finally in custody in connection with the murders of four University of Idaho students in November. He was arrested this morning in northeastern Pennsylvania and charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Stephanie Tsai has the latest.
Over 6 weeks of unanswered questions and anxiety culminated in an arrest today in Pennsylvania.
We have an individual in custody who committed these horrible crimes, and I do believe our community is safe.
Officials say 28-year-old Brian Koberger is a graduate student at Washington State University, located less than 7 miles away from the University of Idaho campus. Police did not share a motive. The college town of Moscow is still reeling from the killings of four students on November 13th. 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, 21-year-old Madison Mogan, 20-year-old Zaina Kernodle, and 21-year-old Kaylee Gonsalves. They were found stabbed to death in an off-campus rental home. Autopsies showed all four were asleep when the attack occurred. The community gathered last month to remember the victims.
When I look at all you guys, there's only one way for this to get a little better, to heal a little bit. There's pain everywhere. You're just gonna have to love each other.
The case also became a national spectacle as more time passed without a suspect. A weapon still has not been found. Officials thanked the public today for the 19,000 tips they got. Due to state law, no further details about the suspect's arrest will be released until he is extradited.
This is not the end of this investigation. In fact, this is a new beginning.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
Southwest Airlines is back to a relatively normal flight schedule after days of widespread cancellations and delays. The carrier pledged to reimburse customers for extra expenses during the travel disruptions and is still reuniting passengers with their missing luggage. CEO Bob Jordan said the company is working to win back its customers' trust.
The storm had an impact, but we had impacts beyond the storm that obviously impacted Southwest very differently. It really was the scope of the problems attempting to be solved, just to move crews around, keep the airline moving. This has impacted so many people, so many customers over the holidays. It's impacted our employees, and I'm extremely sorry for that.
Meanwhile, temperatures are warming in Buffalo, New York, days after the deadly blizzard. But melting snow is raising the risk of flooding. Residents are working to plow away the snow to prevent their homes from being inundated with water. Wall Street has closed out its worst year since 2008. In its final trading session of the year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 73 points to close at 33,147. The Nasdaq fell 12 points. The S&P 500 shed 10. For the year, the Dow lost 9%. The Nasdaq fell 33%. And the S&P 500 dropped 19%. The Biden administration has finalized regulations to protect hundreds of thousands of streams, marshes, and other waterways. The move repeals a Trump-era rule that environmentalists said left the nation's waters susceptible to pollution. It comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is preparing to rule next year on a case that could limit the government's power to regulate wetlands. Russia launched a new wave of drone and rocket attacks overnight in Ukraine, a day after one of the biggest Russian aerial assaults since the war began. Glass shards littered the streets of Kyiv after the force of the blast broke windows in many buildings. One resident said his family was lucky to survive the attack.
At around 2:20 a.m., loud explosions were heard. Our air defense forces were shooting down drones. Then we heard a noise followed by an explosion. My wife and I were in the room. We jumped out into the corridor. We were lucky that we weren't hit. And here in the child's room, we were lucky that our child was not here.
Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping vowed today to deepen their cooperation. In a video conference, the two leaders agreed to strengthen their strategic and economic ties. Putin also said he expected Xi to visit Moscow in the spring. A military court in Myanmar has convicted ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of a string of new corruption-related offenses. They are the latest in a series of criminal charges against Suu Kyi since the army seized power in February last year. She'll now face a combined 33 years in prison. Her legal team has called the prosecutions a sham. And Brazil began 3 days of national mourning to remember Pelé, one of the most iconic soccer legends of all time. Pelé died Thursday at the age of 82 after a long battle with cancer. In São Paulo today, fans paid tribute to the prolific goal scorer who dazzled the world for decades with his athleticism.
Pelé is treasured. He's a heritage Brazil has, and all players in Brazil will miss him. They'll never forget King Pelé.
Pelé was an impeccable player. Impeccable. He played a lot of soccer and was the king. He won 3 World Cups and was unbeatable.
Pelé's funeral will be held early next week in his hometown of Santos. Still to come on the NewsHour, a former Obama staffer fights to raise awareness of ALS after receiving a devastating diagnosis. NewsHour viewers reflect on the biggest news stories of the year. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the political headlines of 2022, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.